Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break down. Go ahead, give it to me. Break down. I take me through the night.
That's the Heartbreakers and their front man, Mr. Petty, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeff Sabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is the Chief Home Officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online and all of his stuff, all of his social media stuff. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
So, oh, great to be here.
So, you know, whenever small business owners read about all these security breaches, right? We had Target, was a Home Depot, who else? All the,
several of the big banks got hacked.
The huge one was, JP Morgan. I mean, unbelievable stuff, right? Well, so now, Sony Pictures has made a picture about a comedy, so to speak, I guess, about assassinating the president of, or the ruler, the supreme being of North Korea.
Right.
Un is his name, right?
Kim Jong-un.
He's not happy about that movie.
No, he's not happy.
So turns out, now think about this, Jeff. Turns out that over the weekend it was announced that Sony Pictures, their website, their servers, I should say, were completely hacked by people claiming to be from North Korea.
Right.
And the information they got was enormous.
Right.
And some people are calling it, in its own way, in its genre, so to speak, the worst ever.
Right.
Meaning not a financial company, so to speak.
Right. Right. Just and information. Confidential, yeah. Competitive, proprietary information.
Like something like, I think this is right for folks, don't hold me to this number, but something like 40 terabytes.
Terabytes. A terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes.
A thousand. Yeah, exactly. It's like a trillion, folks, okay? And 40 terabytes or something. It was in the terabytes, I know, and I'm pretty sure it was 40. Anyway, that's a lot of information. So think about this. A country like North Korea gets hacked off because a company's making a movie about them. Next thing you know, they break into their servers. Now, if that isn't cause and effect, if they have that ability to do that kind of cause and effect, Jeff, you see what I mean? I don't like what you're doing. Therefore, I'm just going to completely gut your whole data infrastructure.
Right.
That's frightening.
It's horrible. And you know,
he declared, by the way, declared war. He said this is war. When they made the movie, he said what they're doing with this movie, well, he considered it to be war. Next thing you know, they breached the security of this company. Of that company.
Now, if they did, because reports, you know, who knows who did what? You just know it happened. You believe it was him. If I'm, you know, it's like, God forbid, a terrorist act happens, mm-hmm. and I'm the first to raise my hand to say I did it because I want the glory of having pulled off such a terrorist act, whether I did it or not. So, you know, he might be saying, I unleashed hell on your servers because of what you did to me, where there's, you know, they always say it's the Russians, it's the Chinese, it's the Ukrainians. Who knows who it could have been who had done it. But the issue is, you know, there's a number of issues. Do you not put out a movie like that because you feel you're threatened because of the potential? Or do you go about business, but you embolden your security? That's what the issue always has been with hacks and
breaches. That's right.
You're asleep at the wheel. You don't hire the best of bright. Do you think, in retrospect, Sony might have said now, might be the executives are sitting around the table saying, maybe we should have hired a better security expert.
Well, and that's what the executives and the board have to be held accountable for. But here's the thing for Main Street small businesses. They need to, everybody really needs to realize, folks, don't be naive. Don't be uninformed about believing that whatever information you have, wherever it is, that it's safe. I'm sorry to break this to you, but it's not.
Right.
And I don't know what I don't have an answer, Jeff. I mean there's no big conclusion to that statement. I'm just saying that the only thing that small businesses have as an advantage, Jeff, is that there's so many of us and we're so small.
Right.
We really ought to be inconsequential.
Well,
to these people.
But
Jeff, more and more, after a while, they're going to start going down market.
Well, the thing is also the hacks that we worry about become the things that we can protect best against.
Yeah.
Are the hacks that we need to worry about. So if an organization out there tries to unleash malware on a million computers to turn them into bots, mm-hmm. we can protect against that.
Mm-hmm.
We can go out and we can get antivirus software and install it and update it and check it to make sure it's running. If we don't want to be bothered, we can hire somebody to do that for us and make sure that it's running. We can be backing up data to hard drives and to, you know, removable drives and to the cloud. You know, look what happened with the women whose nude photos, you know, the actresses whose nude photos were released. You know, that's one of the downsides of putting stuff on the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
By the same token, you can put data on the cloud. If you have redundancy, a single hack should not release or destroy all your data. You should have copies of it somewhere out there.
I want to relieve everyone listening right now. There are no nude photos of me anywhere.
Ah,
so
Christmas came early this year. Thank
maybe
you.
My mother might have a baby picture, but she doesn't go online. So
he's got the cutest little fudge.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Great to be with you.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.